2020 has been kind of hard. Pandemic raiding the whole world's backyard. I can't seem to find toilet paper in stock. And I can't see my friends or even go for long walks. Sickness and distance, social media loops. This stupid pandemic won't even let me poop. But as difficult as this time may be, as we look to the future, it is hope that we see. Now that I know every inch of my home, and on Netflix I've seen every episode. Also, I baked some dank sourdough. Met the love of my life through an app on my phone. Soon it will end and I can live my best life. Met with my Tinder boo physically by my side. We soon face the future healthy and free. A kitchen full of bread and paper to wipe when we pee. But first we'll listen to this podcast on COVID-19. Brought to you by the best. It's the Daily COVID Reflections. Yeah. Hello, world. This is the COVID Reflections podcast series brought to you by The Daily. My name is Billy Featherston. I am the podcast editor of The Daily. And that was my beautiful voice you just heard playing in the intro song. I hope you stuck through it. And if you didn't understand half the words, that is okay, but I will attach the lyrics to this whole podcast just so you can fully enjoy it. But anyway, we are basically doing this whole thing just to recap kind of the craziness that's gone on this quarter, as you all, I'm sure, are very aware of. But yeah, I don't know. Some of these episodes are going to be a little more lighthearted. Some of them are going to be a little more serious. Some are more focused on student life in general and graduation. Others are a little bit more on the sections themselves and what they were like and how they changed during this whole pandemic. So we're getting a little mix of everything. But it's a 6-part series. We're having episodes from our health and wellness section, our science section, our sports section, our arts and leisure section, our new section, and our opinion section. So, you know, listen to them all. Listen to one. Listen to your favorites. Whatever you want to do. But if you feel like you need a little recap on everything, that's what this is for. If you felt like you weren't able to keep up with news as much as you wanted to this quarter, this is a great place to get some insight. And if you like The Daily and you want to support us, this is another great way of doing that. So yeah, I hope you enjoy hearing my voice pop up every now and then, kind of telling you what's going on as I sit here and record in my 4-year-old brother's room, surrounded by Transformer figurines and teddy bears and beanbags and books. So, we're starting off with wellness. Yay, for no particular reason other than I chose to do that one first. So, this episode is coming to you from Mac, our health and wellness editor, soon to be our editor-in-chief, whoop whoop, and they are talking with Ash, the science editor, which we will also be hearing from her later on. But yeah, they're just kind of talking about the wellness section and what was going on and highlighting some articles. So without further ado, here are Mac and Ash.
This is too weird.
I know.
Okay, we're just gonna muzzle through it. We're on Zoom right now from our respective apartments because that's how the quarter has been going for us so far. My name is Mac. I've been the health and wellness editor for this past year, which seems really surreal, and it doesn't seem like the year is ending or kind of like it even happened, but that's where we're at right now. And I'm with my friend Ash, who is the science editor and has been since winter quarter this year.
You're going to moderate the conversation? Okay, so you've been wellness editor. This feels like I'm interviewing a source.
So
you've been in a position at UW Medicine for 12 years.
I wish.
How do you think this year went overall while you were wellness editor?
overall, I am really impressed, I think. Obviously, like, when I was a writer, I wasn't, like, keeping as close tabs on, like, every single article that came out of Wellness as I am now, like, having to edit everything and, like, work closely with writers on everything. But I did read a lot of Wellness when I was just a writer because it's just, like, genuinely the subject that interests me the most. Yeah. So I don't know, like, exactly, like, how it's grown in, like, comparison to previous years. But I do feel like we incorporated a lot of different topics. Like, I mean, I always do this, but, like, special shout out to Hannah. Like, when I was looking back through the archives on our site right now, like, if we use Hannah alone as, like, a barometer for, like, the breadth of topics we've covered, like, yeah. Hannah has written about, like, relationships, religion, like, sexual violence. She had a series on drugs, and, like, how to be a good friend to a survivor of sexual assault, Title IX. And those are, like, such distinct things that can all be, like, beautifully united under Wellness. So I just want to use that as sort of, like, the litmus test of, like, the whole section, because I feel like the whole section has done such a great job at just, like, spreading out and, like, really digging deep into all the different, like, corners of Wellness that might not be kind of even the same, like, genre of issue. Like, some of those are obviously super serious, some of them are less so, and more about, like, fun and mental well-being, but they all, like, definitely deserve respect. And I think the section has done a really good job of covering that. And looking back through our archives too, I've been impressed with, like, the media that we've done. I think it's all, like, pretty uniformly excellent. And people are, like, really
illustrations.
Oh yeah. They're so good. And, like, Abby's style, I feel like, really, like, carries out into her section, as well as, like, obviously she does a lot of illustrations too herself. But they're all, like, so amazing, and I love especially, like, the kind of collage-y pieces we've been doing, and, like, the illustration on top of picture. I don't know. That's not a collage. I don't know what it is.
I know what you mean, though.
Yeah.
We had, like, the first, or the second cover of the year when we did in 2020, so, like, in winter quarter, we did the feature on the computer science gamer, and they put, like, all these, like, squiggles on top of his picture, and it just, like, enhanced it in a way I can't explain.
Yeah, it was so cool. I think there's been a lot of, like, good collaboration between, like, the different sections and, like, departments to, like, make really good pieces. And I've just been really proud. Especially there's been writers that, like, I can, like, map their growth to from, like, the first, like, article I've gotten from them to see how, like, they kind of find their footing. And that's been really special too. Not that anyone's starting off bad by any means, but obviously, like, there's a big learning curve. I mean, like, I have still never taken a journalism class, and definitely, like, when I joined the Daily, it was super steep, me figuring out how to write in this mode. But yeah, I love everyone that writes for Wellness. I just think it's such a good gaggle of people.
What do you think were, like, some of the, like, strongest articles of the year? You mentioned Hannah, but, like,
I made a list. Yes, honestly, yeah. I was joking before we started recording this podcast that, like, I've scrolled through the Wellness section so many times that I feel like I could almost recite, like, the order that all of the articles go in. But just, like, towards the middle of the year here, when I'm, like, scrolling back into our archives, we had a couple, like, really amazing pieces from, like, newer writers that I especially wanted to shout out. Aiden Riley Treat wrote a piece about hallucinogen persistence disorder. I forgot what it's actually called, but it's HPPD is the acronym, and about how, like, hallucinogens can, their effects can stay with you for a long time, and it's kind of like a personal essay format, and that was just, like, really good. Similarly, Martina Pavolo was a dev writer, like, last quarter. She wrote a piece called Baby Got Back Pain, which was such a great headline. That was just that was so amazing. And that was also, like, it came out when, like, the coronavirus stuff started heating up, but still for, like, a couple weeks after we were, like, getting, like, a massively spiked, like, increase in traffic on our site, Baby Got Back Pain was still one of, like, the most viewed articles. I was like, okay, like, come for the coronavirus, stay for the back pain. That was, like, really amazing. Rochelle Boyer wrote a really good article about menstrual cups, which I've been trying to, like, get somebody write about for, like, years. I always said I was going to do it when I was just a writer, and then I never did, and she actually did, and that was really cool. Yeah. And then obviously we've also had like really amazing like columns this year. Miranda's work on like the gay agenda was very fun for me to read and like get to like develop a friendship with Miranda through that. Gosh, we've had so many. I'm trying to think through anymore because some I inherited like from previous editors and some were new. McKenna Zacher had a good series about like nutrition and fitness, and like that's always like one of the topics I miss in my health and wellness, even though like for others it may be like pretty central. But yeah, I feel like we kind of do a lot of articles about the more woo-woo stuff, about like mental health and like community and stuff. And so to actually have somebody like writing about like nutrition and fitness, which are fundamental building blocks of all that other stuff as well, that was really good. Do you have any wellness articles that stuck with you?
That stuck with me? I love reading Isolation Diaries.
Oh.
The, like, wellness, where different writers talk about, like, I don't know what they're going through. I remember reading Miranda's, and it was just, like, hauntingly beautiful.
Yeah, I think Miranda did the first one. Yeah, and talked about, like, how her mom was like, okay, so, like, here's the life insurance plan, or, like, something to that effect. And, like, my mom had just done that, too, and I was like, who is telling moms that they need to do this? It's super freaky.
Yeah. But I don't know, it's like getting a sneak peek into different writers, and it's like, I don't know, I like how they're written. I like reading personal essays. I never get to read that in science. Like, I'm deeply against using I sentences in science. They just like don't work. So I like love, so whenever I write for wellness, it's always like personal, but I love reading personal essays. So I think that's my favorite wellness thing.
Me too. I'm glad I could kind of sneak that in there. And also just give people like a place to process quarantine, I feel like it's important.
But yeah, great content from the wellness section.
Thank you.
So you're not going to be, we say goodbye to Mac after this quarter as wellness editor, but what's your dream for the wellness section?
My dream for the wellness section? I think I would answer this question better with maybe like 2 weeks after the quarter ends to like reflect, because I feel like I'm very much in the middle of it. But I do like what we created this year, and I would hope that whoever takes over next year, well, actually, scratch that. I like everyone who applies, I think would absolutely be capable of like upholding the section and like can only take it in like better directions. There was obviously stuff I wanted us to cover that like didn't work out in terms of like COVID or just in terms of like writer availability, which is totally real when you're a student publication and, you know, people can't write everything that you wish they would. I wish we had covered more on racial issues, especially like Indigenous issues pertaining to the local community, because I think there's a shortage of that sort of in the paper in general, and wellness is one place kind of where that can go. I wish that we gotten to do more with photo. Obviously we can't because now everyone has to be inside, but we have such talented photographers, and hoping for like kind of a collaboration. I also wanted to cover college dogs and like do an interview with the college dogs on video, and I was super excited for that, but like right when we like mobilized it and gotten everything in the works, then like everything was canceled. But yeah, I think like cute stuff like that can be really helpful too, and like restorative. Like that's why I feel like listening to the Wellness Weekly podcast is, it's just sort of like a break and you can kind of like tune out and relax, but it's like good company too.
That was Mac and Ash talking about the section. Now we're going to hear from Tatum. You might know her from Wellness Weekly, the podcast, which highlights some articles going on in the wellness section every week. But yeah, she's going to just kind of talk about her quarter, her experience, and her article that she contributed to with the Isolation Diaries, which if you haven't read it, it's really awesome. Little column, just different people talking about what quarantine is going like for them. So here's Tatum.
Hey y'all, it's Tatum. I've been hosting Wellness Weekly this past quarter, and it's been kind of fun considering it's my first quarter hosting a podcast at the Daily, or I guess any podcast ever. And in addition to being host, I've done a lot of writing for varieties of sections, which includes health and wellness. It's one of my favorite sections to write for. Yeah, and so I got the honor of writing an entry for the isolation diaries, though I wrote it when it was still, like, a totally new thing going on. It had only been, like, I think 2 weeks or something into the quarter. So I kind of just wrote about my experience so far moving back home, which has been really hard for me personally. And then also this weird transition into online and what my classes were looking like. But I wanted to talk a lot about, if I remember correctly in my article, how difficult it was moving back home. I think I really focused on, like, not having a learning environment, not having a study environment. I don't know about you guys, but I never studied at home ever before quarantine hit. And now it's kind of my forced option unless I walk outside in the backyard. So looking back, it's been really difficult with everything going on. But I think with the online quarter, it just taught me more about how to anticipate what I need as a student and also as a human being, what I need to focus, and then also what I need to do to self-care. So it's just been more of, like, a period of growth. I know that's a very optimistic way to look at it overall, but this quarter has been, for me at least. And I think that's what I wrote about, if I remember correctly. I remember writing this and just thinking, like, writing this, it was honestly, I was writing this for myself, which I know I try not to do because I try to write things for other people in the daily, but I was writing this for myself because I needed to put down in words that I was making peace with, like, what did I say, like, the chaos of everything going on. And I think that's been one of the most difficult things so far this quarter. But getting to host Wellness Weekly this quarter was definitely a bright spot in all of it. I really enjoyed, even though, unfortunately, it was weird talking to people over Zoom. I had to completely restructure how Wellness Weekly is usually done so that it's less of a conversation and more of I record basically an interview over Zoom and then I narrate and include bits and pieces from the interview. And so it was a lot less of a fluid than I would have enjoyed trying out as a host of a podcast. But, you know, that's what COVID-19 does as we socially distance and stay at home. But regardless, like, I loved meeting new writers in the daily. It was a great way to reach out. And there were some really amazing articles that came out. Like, one of my favorite interviews would probably have to be when I interviewed Martina on the physiology of mindfulness on her article on that, and I thought it was such a fascinating topic and so time relevant to, like, figuring out quarantine and the amount of stress that comes with that on top of, you know, regular school. It was definitely a bright spot hosting Wellness Weekly and being able to meet writers and discuss what they wrote on, because usually people pick up articles that they're at least interested in writing or that they're even passionate about writing. And so just being able to talk to people was a great way to connect, even if it was only for, like, I don't know, a 6-minute interview.
Okay, that is all for this episode. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. I hope you feel enlightened and a little less lonely in this crazy time. So we will see you hopefully in the next episode, which will be on the science. Thank you, everybody.